Oh, joyous day. Oh, happy, happy day. I went and saw Minions this weekend. That's right, I saw the little yellow motherfuckers. Those little butt plugs. You know the ones I'm talking about. They became famous in that movie, Despicable Me. You know the one with Steve Carell. He plays, you know, the bad guy, Gru. But actually, he's kind of a good guy, you know, and the minions are his little minions, you know, and everybody loves those little fuckers, so they went ahead and made their own movie called Minions, pretty much just telling the history of the minions. I seriously think that they look like little butt plugs. I used to have a set of butt plugs look just like those motherfuckers. Not for me, of course, not for me. I got them as a gag gift for a friend. It was actually my mother. She didn't like them. I had to keep them. So I still got them somewhere. I don't even know where they are. Maybe I have to find those. So that way, if I die, they don't go through my shit and they find, oh, little fucking minion butt plugs. What the fuck was this guy into? Fucking weirdo janitor. This guy worked with our children. He's got minion butt plugs. That's fucked up. Guess what? If you listen to this after I'm dead posthumously, then guess what, motherfucker? Those were a gag gift for my mother. Turns out when your mother doesn't have a sense of humor, minion butt plugs are not the things to get her. Every year, I get her the same fucking stupid bullshit. I thought I'd mix it up one year. Every year, it's like a fucking pot holder, or a goddamn apron, or a goddamn new pan, you know, shit like that, kitchen stuff. Woman doesn't even cook anymore. She's 93 years old. She lives in a goddamn nursing home. Still asks for fucking cooking shit every goddamn year. And every goddamn year, I get her another goddamn thing. Sorry, I tried to give her a little gag gift. Sorry, I wanted my mom to plug up a butthole so that way Charlie Studebaker down the hall doesn't come over and think he could put his old wrinkly cock in my goddamn mother's asshole. You don't know what they do in those goddamn nursing homes. Let me tell you, it's a fucking disgusting, old, wrinkly, saggy orgy all the time. I've seen, I've heard, I've smelled. Oh god, the smell lingers. It lingers in there. It's disgusting. I don't know how they do it. I mean, I guess they don't give a fuck. When you're 93 years old, why wouldn't you just be fucking everybody and everything you could? If you could still get hard, if you could still get wet, God willing, put something in there. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter if they got the AIDS. That's the greatest part. It doesn't matter. Herpes, who gives a fuck? AIDS, who gives a fuck? You're gonna die soon anyway. You might as well fuck everything and everybody. It's disgusting. How can you live like that? I guess the idea is you're not gonna live very long. Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, does it? Jesus Christ, what am I talking about? I'm talking about my mom getting fucked in a goddamn nursing home. The fuck is my problem? What is today? August? Is it August yet? Jesus, this summer's flying by. It's almost over. The regular school year is about to start. Oh, it's not even August. What am I talking about? It's July. Jesus, I gotta learn how to read a goddamn calendar. 7 month is July. I should know that, too. It's my mom's goddamn birthday this month. What am I gonna goddamn get her? Fuck. Who gives a fuck? Maybe she's got dementia. She'll just forget anyway. She's gotta be ready to croak at any time. I'm just counting down the days. $4,000 a month to put her in that goddamn place. She's been in there for 32 years. Do the math. I can't. That's a lot of money. All my inheritance going away. My mom owned a goddamn factory. She owned it for 42 years. And I'm not going to see a goddamn penny of it because she's wasting it all in that goddamn old whorehouse. School's coming back soon. Summer school's going to end. I'm getting a little choked up, I guess. Getting a little emotional thinking about my mom dying. I mean, I'll be honest. I act like a little tough guy, but I go visit my mom every week. I go visit her. I sit with her. I hold her hand. I read to her. All that. I do get a little emotional. You know, the woman raised me. She breastfed me till I was 17 years old. And then she let me out on my own when I graduated from high school. I graduated a year goddamn early. A year early. I went to Stanford. You know, all that. I'm not going to get into that right now. Became a janitor. Why? Because I love it. That's why. Menu this week for you summer school little fucking pricks. Tater tots. Applesauce. and some kind of mixed vegetables, I guess. It says MXVG, mixed vegetables, I guess. I don't know. Tater tots and applesauce, does that even go together? Jesus Christ, Gladys. You're really fucking up this summer school. Maybe this is actually the practice. I get it. She's practicing for the school year, trying to put together different combinations of shit, seeing what works. I'm going to say it right now. I haven't even tried it. Tater tots and applesauce does not go together, Gladys. You fucking old kook. Get your shit together.